nostalgia, definitely nostalgia there. The old R&I theme tune, that's Man of Action by the Leicester Street Orchestra. And we're going to go back even further now to the swinging 60s. And of course, this was no unfamiliar sound over the airwaves. Everybody heard this. All over the land. Good down to the very, very last note. Actually, if Eddie Eddie's listening in this morning, he's probably wiping the tears away, saying to himself, BBC, bring back Airline. Ah, dear. It's a telephone ringing already. Are you all set to go there, Captain?
I am. The only thing about it is...
you look very businesslike.
My
this
post
morning.
Is mixed up.
Oh.
And I had a huge letter. Get that phone, you and I'll
oh,
keep
right.
Talking.
Okay, you keep talking.
I had a big letter during the week. Huge letter, small letter, tall letter, from a gentleman down in County Limerick. And lo and behold, I can't find it at all. And it was like a newspaper. Anyway, very, very little to report this week from the point of view of that. I had very, very little time. Been busy at a load of things this week. As I said last week on the programme, some of my equipment was borrowed. And we'll explain that when we get it back where I went to. But anyway, when I get my equipment back, I'll be... really on the hot trail. Dublin, in actual fact, that's the hold-up on the Dublin situation as far as the FM is concerned in Dublin, so hopefully it will be sorted out next week. And I just see... yes, there's a letter, actually. It shouldn't be in at all. I'm here gawking around myself. Can't find me letters. Not getting organised at all. Had a quick glance to Anorak 2K this week, and that man there seems to have very, very little to report either. He's just talking about Energy 103 and what they're going to do and that sort of thing. That takes up the biggest headline in his report. That's Barry's report, Anorex UK, PO Box 539, Blackpool FYI 4RE. So we'll probably might be having a glance at that during the programme today. Other than that, we're going to have to do most of it off the cuff because there's nothing really stirring at all. The 88 FM carrier that everybody has been talking about over the last few weeks definitely is not belong to Radio Carousel. We know that. And in actual fact, it's off the air this morning and you can now hear Radio Carousel once again. And what else have I got the report? John Reardon rang me during the week and he has now got his 120-watt transmitter, he tells me, on the air once again, FM. I inquired from a few people that rang me earlier on this morning from all parts of Ireland, can they get it, especially up the northern part, and they said, no, they can't.
So can I just interrupt you?
Yes.
Just for a second. Can I take that live wire from under your...
You can, because the live wire doing a bit of rattling.
It is indeed, yes.
But it's not a live wire, actually.
Well, actually, it's your it's your microphone wire.
If it was
wire,
a live wire, we wouldn't be here.
No, that's
I'm going to pull this off the microphone.
Okay.
Now can you hear me better?
Yes. Mm. You're bouncing into the red now.
Yes, I'm bouncing into the red. Yes, I see it from here. Plenty of red. Now, I got a letter here. I'll have to look for this man's letter from Limerick. We're expecting a phone call this morning around 11 o'clock from the Limerick area. And this letter, actually, I was even talking to Catherine Fox, who I seem to be getting her name right lately. And though she said she wouldn't be able to listen to the program today because she was going off someplace. This gentleman, actually, he wrote to Catherine as well. And he wrote me a big letter during the week, and I can't find it. So during one of our breaks, I think I'll tip downstairs and have a look in my filing cabinet, who's... It's beginning to overflow at this stage with letters. Anyway, here's the first letter today. It comes from Nicholas French Mullen, I think this. Lissine, Ballinalee, Ashford, County Wicklow, Ireland, 0404. 40287, in case anybody wants to get in contact with him and set up a little bit of a thing between them. And dear Sean, station worker. Station worker.
This is getting...
How is your cutting? I've been doing quite... a bit of DXing on Sundays, but unfortunately, I'm limited in the equipment I'm using at the moment of time. I'd be grateful if you could announce on your Anorex radio show that I am in need for a communications receiver second-hand. I'd be willing to pay about £130. I was talking to a gentleman during the week, and he has a nice little machine. It's a digital readout, and you can program it, you can scan the bands, it does the television bands, the whole lot, and he wants £250 for it, so I'm thinking of maybe investing in that eventually. You want to buy these things, but you have to shove it under your nose, you kind of have second thoughts about them. The second thoughts I'm having, have I got time to use a machine like this? But anyway, communications receiver wanted for this gentleman, he's prepared to pay around £130. Now, you can guess, I think, second-hand Eddystone in England, I think, for even a lot less than that. If you're willing to know somebody going over and give them the money, they'll get it for you, I think, in John's Radio in Leeds or someplace like that. Receiver must not have its own medium wave very rod. Yeah, well, we know that. If you're looking for a communications receiver, you'll have to use your loop. Page 2, yes. By the way, don't be too harsh on your new American DJ. Who's that? That must be you, is it?
See?
Don't be harsh on him. Am I harsh on you, Dan?
Well, nah. Not really, no.
Don't say it now. Tell me afterwards. He's doing very well, and a good voice, and a pleasant personality, even though he's slightly overweight. How did he know?
I'm working on that, Sean.
But anyway, reception report on the changeover from 765 kHz 702 Sunday the 12th of October is Sunday Mount, what's this? Oh, Sandy Mount D4 using a Philips portable radio and 150mm by 200mm homemade dipole or DX loop with a homemade buffer. This fella has everything homemade. He'll have homemade bread now, and I'll wait till you see in a minute. Buffer amplifier using a ferrite with 44 winds of 20 SWG as an induction. Output into the radio with, well, no, I think we'll better get away from all this. To peak loop reception, strong and clear, with very little smatter from BBC Two. 433 meters, nighttime reception with a loop filtered, perfectly listenable. Sunday's the 19th of October on my home in Ashford, County Wicklow, using a slightly more efficient 2x3 foot homemade loop. We get on away from that with 8 strands. Reception was good, but unfortunately a reasonable amount of splatter from the adjacent BBC Two channel. Nighttime reception difficult to hear due to propagation from France and Spain, but definitely notice an improvement in signal strength. You can also appreciate that there is a lot of mountains between the transmitter site here and Ratcher Bridge. Near Ratcher Bridge in Ashford. This fella knows everything about me, doesn't he? P.S. Don't bother reading out the technical data. He tells me now. Thanks a million, Sean. Keep up the good work. Listen to your program every Sunday, etc. That gentleman's name, by the way, if there's anyone interested in writing to him, who was involved in Anorex or whatever. And I have a slight little bit of a sniffle this morning. Have you got a cold?
Well, no, I'm fighting one off. Can I just make a suggestion here?
You can indeed.
Point in time. That's a very sensitive microphone you're speaking into. And every time you open your mouth, it just splatters a wee bit. Maybe if you put that cone back on, I think it's very, very sensitive.
I see. Right, this is it.
Hold on, just a second. Okay.
Now.
Yeah, that's better, much better.
I see, thank you. Somebody has got their ears on this morning.
Well, I'm a perfectionist.
His name is Nicholas French Mullen. I think that's it. It's like two F's in French, Mullen. And his address is Lisheen, L-I-S-H-E-E-N. Ah, yes, W-E-N. Wansaloo. Ballinalee, Ashford, County Wicklow, Ireland. And if you want to telephone him about this receiver, if you have one for sale or you know where you get one, etc. 0404 is the code, 40287. Thank you very much, sir, for your letter. We would like to receive another one up and down. Talking to Catherine Fox yesterday, in actual fact, she insisted that this magazine, which we're talking about doing immediately after Christmas, can be produced very, very cheap indeed. She's talking in terms of hundreds of pounds, and she was saying, where did I get that price that I got, and etc. From the Leinster people, in actual fact, that's where the price came from. £1,500 would be the bare minimum, and that would be done in a newspaper form, which kind of I don't think would be really suitable for our cause at all. We prefer it done in a sort of an African magazine thing that we're used to seeing quite a lot of. Don, have you any news or views?
Well, I've a letter here that I opened during the week. Now, apparently, this chap here who lives at Ballycurrus Road in Ballymun, I believe it is, Dublin 11, will get his name
what
here.
What date is on it?
Well, actually, they sent you a letter, but it wasn't read out. Said, I'm sorry that you were unable to read my letter last week, or was it Sean? I'm not really too sure.
Man with the perfect writing.
Yes. Some news on the Dublin front here. Pulsar 98 would be the station Sean was talking about on 98.7 megahertz. Is that true? This station relayed Capital Radio for the better part of the last 2 weeks, and the station came on the air with live broadcast on Thursday, 23rd of October, 12 noon. It went off the air that evening and has not been heard since. And mystery still surrounds the broadcasting of 88.1 megahertz in stereo. Just another rumor we heard during the week is that it might have something to do with Sunshine's new middle-of-the-road station, open before Christmas. Who knows? On Sunday,
Sunshine probably will be a bit late before Christmas.
On Sunday, the 26th of October.
Started.
Hi.
I think anyone thinking about starting a radio station at the moment is probably a little bit late for the Christmas thing, because it's going to take them at least maybe 2 months, 3 months to get organised, to get proper programming and sales reps and etc. on the air, and Christmas is just about over when they're organised. Station starting, I think, is ridiculous. At this time, it should have been started about 2 months ago. Go ahead.
On Sunday, the 26th of October, Radio Dublin were off the air on AM and FM. For a while. When they returned, they announced a new frequency of 100.2 megahertz mono. The signal is strong enough over the north side of Dublin, despite North Dublin Community Radio being right beside it on 99.9 megahertz and Sunshine on 100.5 megahertz. Energy 103, Colm Hayes did his first show on Energy 103 on Monday, the 27th of October. Yes, 27th of October.
Wasn't he on Q?
He was, I think. He's an old
Q seem to be sort of hanging on to themselves to take a guy in, but they let him go very fast. Yes. Or any new staff that don't seem to just, that seem to be more for the regular, good, reliable sort of guys. Not saying that he's not reliable, but I think reliable from the point of view that they have worked for Q before or whatever. Or something like that.
Well, he started his first show the 27th of October. Also, the new lineup on Energy looks like this. Garrett O'Callaghan, is that right? 6 o'clock till 10.30 a.m. Jerry Stevens, 10.30 till 3 p.m. My goodness, is that? No, actually, that can't be right.
That can't be right.
10.30 till 3 in the afternoon. The guy's going to drop dead with fatigue.
Yeah,
Colm
Hayes,
3 o'clock until 7 p.m. And John O'Hara, 7 p.m. until midnight. Rick Dees from midnight till 1 a.m. And Mike Kingston from 1 a.m. till 6 a.m. So all the information I have.
Staff there as well.
Sorry?
Obviously, they're cutting down on staff.
I would say so. Now, this comes from Jane and Joe Rosser. Does that name sound familiar?
It does indeed. You could read all that.
Yeah?
Yeah, no problem. Thank you very much for sending in this.
Nice writing too, Joe, if it's Joe or Jane.
Yeah,
whichever
it was
one
fantastic
of you.
Writing last
if
week.
If everybody wrote like this. Right,
you get that phone, and I keep talking. that's my receptionist. As it proves, this program is mad alive, full of surprises and everything else. Right, we got that letter out of the way. I'm mad looking for this other letter. I have a pile of letters here. Right, next one is comes in from 61 Marble Crest, Gallows Hill, Kilkenny. And, dear sir, I listen to your program every Sunday and enjoy it very much. Here is some information. Waterford Local Radio, or WLR, South East Radio, which they seem to be calling themselves now, can be received on FM stereo in Kilkenny at or around 89 FM. They seem to be having problems with their stereo encoder, or more often than that, They're only in mono. Q102 can be received here now on 103.5. The signal, PTO. Oh, it's not very clear because of the distance from Dublin. Kilkenny Community Radio are only on AM at the moment. Their FM has been off this last week. And Kilkenny, listening to them the last day, that very, very good ads while I was down at the Plough and Chips down in Arlingford. Very, very weak signal on medium waves. They have been on the air this years and years and years. And you'd imagine that they've made a few bob and invested in a decent medium wave transmitter, or else put in a relay of four or five of them or whatever around Kilkenny, because people often said to me, Radio West can be received when you're driving through Kilkenny, and KCR you lose it because they're obviously outside Kilkenny. So you'd imagine those people down there would be putting in new AM transmitters to cover a substantial more area, but they've stayed that way this last 10 years, so they must be getting on quite well. There are plenty of ads, so probably why bother? With regards to what has been said in your programme over the last few weeks about the situation in Dublin, I believe part of the reason why the FM band is cluttered up is the insistence of stations in broadcasting on more than one FM frequency to Dublin. Well, that is a point, without a doubt. There is no need by any station to need more than one FM frequency to cover the area size of Dublin. If all stations only use one frequency, we would have more frequencies available for any new stations, wherever the case might be. It is a point. The only thing about Dublin Mountain, if you go for Dublin Mountain and put a transmitter on top of Dublin Mountain, you probably end up having to put in two, because the mountain, the way it's shaped, it means putting the transmitter at the highest point you can get. One way, you'll miss Bray or whatever the case might be. So covering Dublin from one FM transmitter from the Dublin Mountains, it means no matter what way you do it, you can still only get half of Dublin. So you have to put in two FMs. But that's the height of things there. Example, Sunshine Radio has three frequencies. Well, Sunshine probably could do get away with two frequencies. Just speaking on that one. Q102 has two, Capital has two, LLCR has three. Well, there's a man that I think he could do with two as well. If they both only use one frequency, it would be extra free frequencies. Thank you, Porrick Holden. Porrick, a very, very good suggestion there, without a doubt. And obviously, if people even stayed as far as two frequencies in Dublin, then everybody would be an awful lot more happier as well. Right, Don, I think we'll take a record and I'll take a breath of fresh air.
Okay. Dequadin is a throat lozenge specially formulated to soothe away the irritating pain of sore throats. Dequadin is a throat lozenge which not only eases the pain, but quickly and effectively wipes out the causes of that pain. Dequadin is strong and effective. Dequadin, the throat lozenge. Dequadin, available only from your chemist.
Stringfellows Nightclub at the Bridge House in Tullamore. This Saturday, the Super Stringfellows Disco with top sounds and top DJs. And this Sunday evening, ladies and gentlemen, a Stringfellows extravaganza, bringing back the good times with dancing to the famous Clipper Carltons and the Bojanter Ballad Group. Enjoy the great atmosphere of Stringfellows at the Bridge House Tullamore this weekend.
Radio West is delighted to announce its agricultural programme. Landlink is now becoming the most listened to radio programme dealing with agricultural affairs. Landlink is compulsive listening for anybody involved in agriculture or its associated services. So please telephone Landlink on 044-42153 or write to Landlink, Radio West House, Patrick Street in Mullingar, should you have a query or topic for discussion. That's Landlink, Radio West, 6:15 on Wednesdays and 11:30 a.m. on Sundays. And that telephone number again, 044-42153.
Athlone Hardware, the Midlands' leading building supply center. One stop gets the lot. Everything for building, plumbing, and central heating. And our prices cannot be beaten. Athlone Hardware in Athlone. Contact us now. Quotations on request. Athlone Hardware, Clannown Road in Athlone. Telephone 0902-2665. That's 0902-2665. The Athlone Hardware, Clannown Road in Athlone.
Radio West, coast to coast. It's more than music.
WEST.
And a bit of music here on the Anorak Show. We'd like to send this nice record out to Richard Branson and everyone who's going to be involved with that new FM station.
Didn't know how long that was until I found you.
Educational Trust Fund.
How?
It provides school fees when required. It guarantees your child an education in the event of death of either parent. And for each £100 invested in the fund, you can save up to £29 in income tax.
How much will it cost?
For as little as £5 per week, you can start your own educational fund. And remember, there never was and never will be free education.
I'm very well aware of that, but who will educate my children?
Brendan J. Kelly, Plan a Life, Athlone are the consultants. Telephone 0902-2664 or 2178 and the Square Roscommon, telephone 0903-6791. Local representative, Pat Dunning.
Thank you very much. Plan Life seem to have the answer to my children's education. I will contact them straight away.
Rent TVs, videos, and now microwave ovens with ease from National Vision.
National Vision.
Rent 20 or 22-inch colour TVs and we'll offer you a £50 voucher off a range of products or half-price rental for 3 months. RTV National Vision with a branch near you.
The GAA Centre in Tullamore present on Saturday 1st, a sing-along in the lounge. On Sunday 2nd, Eileen King and the Kingsmen, their first appearance to the Midlands. Dancing 10 till 1.30. Admission is £3. The GAA Centre in Tullamore for your weekend entertainment.
Are you a radio enthusiast? Do you spend your spare time listening to the Minion Wave Band? And do you put up with the most dreadful reception because you think it can't be any better? Well, no more. Anorak's UK bring you the remarkable medium wave loop frame aerial, a technological breakthrough which has astounded listeners around the world. No more straining to hear what's going on. No more frustrating hours of static and interference. It really is astounding. This modern radio wonder is available exclusively through Anorak's UK and costs a mere £20. So why put up with this? When you can have this.
Hey, jump on it. That is Kevin Johnson and the Bandwagon. Goes back to 1968. I'm sorry, I just don't remember that.
Write for further details of the amazing medium-wave loop frame aerial to the exclusive suppliers. Anorak's UK, P.O. Box 539, Blackpool, England. That address again, Anorak's UK, P.O. Box 539, Blackpool in England. Now you can listen to the world. Perfectly.
Radio West is the power sound.
And back to the NRI show here. It's 3 minutes now before 11 o'clock. I take it you found your letter there, Chief.
Yeah. I did, yeah, I found the letter, along with a few other things. Actually, a few people from... one man in particular writing to me from ERI in Cork, a newscaster down there during the week.
Huh.
inquiring about some employment. Obviously, he's left the station from the tone of his letter, so...
What was his name, be?
I don't know, but I'll find it to you afterwards.
Not sure.
Actually, looking a bit mentioned in the Northern accents, one program I looked at last night, lazily, and I think I enjoyed it, definitely, was Neil Tobin on RTE 1. I don't know that anybody watched it last night. I thought it was very real, a real person there behind doing the interviews and that, and he was sort of smart and throwing in a few jokes, and it was very real, as if the programme was not being recorded, do you know what I mean? And I really enjoyed it. RTE are throwing out all sorts of things on the television scene with new programmes. I think probably as high as 80% of them are flops. Needless to say, we don't do everything right here ourselves. But it's just, from my personal point of view, there is about 30% of the programmes, I think, good presenters and that. Some of them, I think, are inexperienced people doing talking and that sort of thing. I think there is an awful lot more talent out there, better talent, than they have on our national TV channel, which I think everybody, they should do a little bit more searching when they're recruiting staff. And... that sort of thing. Neil Tobin, I think that programme was a good idea, but I just discovered at the end of the programme is that every week they're bringing in a different person to bring in their guests or whatever the case might be. Mentioning RTE in the Dundalk area, yes, yes, we hear people calling us, etc. In the Dundalk area, there is some interference caused by FM transmissions from both from RT1, RT2, and I think FM3 as well. That's according to our good friend up there, John Garton, who is up in Dundalk. And he said it's very difficult to receive anything because there's harmonics right across the whole band of RTE. He said a mixture of the whole three of them. So he said he rang them quite a few times during the week, but there was really nothing done about it whatsoever. So the transmitters in Dundalk seem near about 8 miles outside Dundalk. So lads, if you're listening in this morning, perhaps you'd look into that and see what is going on in the Dundalk area as far as the FM is concerned. Right, 10 O'Daly Road, Drumcondra, Dublin 9, John. I think there's somebody outside the door waiting to see me. I hear an awful lot of rattling going on there. So phones ringing and everything else. 10 O'Daly Road, Drumcondra, Dublin 9. This man actually writes to me quite regular. And it says, Dear Sean and Dan, here's some news that I hope you will use on your show. There is a stereo carrier on 95.3 which sometimes plays slow, easy listening music. Perhaps this is something to do with David Baker or Kiss FM. It has been suggested that the carrier on 88.1 is Sunshine, and both 88.1 and 846 will be used on the air classically. Easy listening music, possibly, I doubt it, and similar, etc. Right, John, take a record since there's a whole lot of people on the phone, etc.
Well, we have a gentleman on the phone, William Leahy. Does that name ring a bell?
Is that the man that rang his last Sunday?
From
Limerick. Right, just stick on a record there for a second.
Right, here we go. A song for you by the Pointer Sisters. For you by the Pointer Sisters, called I'm So Excited. We're excited because we have someone on the line here, I believe, yes?
What are you eating?
Mm-hmm.
Hello, how are you?
I'm from Limerick, I am indeed. I'm grand.
That's great altogether. Right, what's the news down in Limerick? I think you're our first phone call from Limerick.
Yes,
well, a chap wrote to me.
Everybody together this last week.
Sorry?
So I rang you last Sunday. We got all our staff together.
Very good.
And we got everybody in from a few of the other stations around in Limerick.
Very good, organised.
And we put together a sort of a little story for you.
Very good. There's a chap who wrote to me during the week, Shane Curtin, is he there?
No.
Shane Curtin, Mana Ruelta, Abbey Field, County Limerick, 068-312-237. He wrote to me. I'll be reading the letter out later on. It's like a newspaper he sent to me. Go ahead, what's the news in Limerick?
Well, anyway, I have a bit of up-to-date news, but I have a sort of story that goes from 1978 about every station that has passed through our hands in Limerick that has come and gone,
mm-hmm.
and a little bit about their transmission power and everything that they had, and it's interesting to see how modernised they've gone over the years.
Mm-hmm. What age is John the Man? Go ahead.
Good question. I've been asking that myself for many a year.
Go ahead.
Well, it started with Capital Radio when they started from Lizardell House in Catherine Place in 1978, and mm-hmm. the frequency was 270 metres medium wave. Their antenna was a long wire antenna, and their transmission power was 60 watt on AM. The radius was uncertain, but it was probably under 10 miles, and their owners were Jerry McNamara, the brother of Michael of Radio 2 fame, and Eddie McGuire, and they were raided once in the flurry of 1978, and they closed due to financial reasons.
Yeah.
RLWE is our next station, and they started from the offices of the Limerick Weekly Echo newspaper in O'Connell Street, and that was back again in 1978. The frequency was 253 metres medium wave, their antenna was a half-wave dipole, and their transmission power was 110 watt AM RMS.
Very good.
Radius was 6 to 15 miles, and their presenters included Andrew Kelly, currently presenting news on RTE, and John Frawley, currently running Radio Limni, John the Man himself.
That's where he started off.
That's where he started off, exactly. We thought he'd make RTE, but he didn't exactly have the flair. Their reasons for closure were apparently to help an application for a license, but because of the newspaper connection, it would not have been on the cards anyway.
Mm-hmm.
Our next one is LBC, and they broadcast from 29 Henry Street in Limerick, and they were run by Bernard Rooney and John Ryan, and they were called Limerick Broadcasting Corporation.
John Ryan. Mm-hmm.
And that was back in 1978 again. Their frequency was a variable, but normally it was 273 metres medium wave. Their antenna was a long wire, and their transmission power was 50 watts AM RMS and 100 watts TX brought into service late in 79 and subsequently sold to be Southside Radio in Bray, County Wicklow. You may have heard of them.
Oh, yes, we have indeed.
So that's where they got all their power from, LBC in Limerick.
Mm-hmm.
Their radius was normally 5 to 12 miles, and with numerous name changes, the station lasted until 1980, and the names included Radio Amanda and Radio 190. And the reasons for closure, we could not find out.
I see, very good.
And probably the biggest station that ever hit Limerick over the last few years was Big L. And they broadcast from 13 Ellen Street, Limerick. They started in 1978. The frequency was 194 metres medium wave. And their later frequencies were on FM were 92, 97 and 104. Their antenna was the first FM antenna. And it was a quarter ground plane. And it changed to Slim Jims. And the transmission power, AM, it was converted to EASU, YEASU,
uh-huh.
and a 30 to 60 watts AM, and their FM from 10 to 150 watts.
I never heard of such low-powered medium waves in all of my life, because normally medium waves, the lowest I'd hear on power would be 250 watts or maybe 500 watts. You're talking there in terms, we're saying in the beginning in Limerick, of 50 watts and 60 watts on medium wave.
We're way back in time here.
Yes, well, obviously. Go ahead.
Limerick, once you get out of the city, there's not a lot out there.
There is not, yes, agreed. It's very sparsely populated, no matter what way you drive. Even driving out to Shannon, there's only about 10 houses on the way out, and it's about 12 miles out, isn't it?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Well, Big L's medium wave radius, anyway, was 10 to 20 miles,
mm-hmm.
and their FM varied due to the use of relays.
Yeah.
And their first regular program was the Mad Hatter's Ball, and that was broadcast on Friday nights. And the long-standing owner, you may have heard from, the very famous Mr. Michael Richardson, and he's a present running Horizon Radio in Cloraglen, County Kerry. They're currently blasting out on 97, I think, and 103,
yeah.
I'm not sure, down in Cloraglen.
Mm-hmm.
And they're next door to WKLR. They're all fighting for each other's fame down in Kerry anyway.
Very good.
And but in July 1985, just after Big L closed down, himself and Francis Jones, they started Midwest Radio from the Hogan Stand Public House in Patrick Street in Limerick. And
I know it, yes. Go ahead.
That frequency was 98 FM.
That's
and
it.
The antenna on that was not available at the time when we looked for it.
Mm-hmm.
And Big L ceased broadcasting in May of 1985. And a big note that I have here at the bottom of my sheet, they were the first FM transmitter in North Munster when they were around. And Michael Richardson may also be known to some of your listeners as Jack Moriarty, that's his stage name anyway. Now, Radio Lumney, that's John the Man's joint.
Yes.
Run by John Frawley. And they had various places of home, and that was...
You couldn't bring him in today, no. I was trying to get a word with him. But perhaps again before Christmas you might organise that. Keep going, very interesting stuff indeed.
They were in Second Street and one Upper Jerry Griffin Street. Their transmission was on 330 medium wave, and they had a long wire antenna. And they're also at the moment on 96 and 103. They're still around. They're the longest in Limerick at the moment. Their technician is Colin Heffernan, you may have heard of him. And that's John the Man for you. He's the longest running in Limerick, and he's still around, still rocking.
Somebody was talking about the man the other day, and they said he went for politics a couple of times, but he didn't really get far.
Oh, he did. He went as an independent in the two elections before the last one. Mm-hmm. He got 1,500 votes, so that wasn't bad for him anyway.
It wasn't bad at all, without a doubt. And what did he do while the elections, pre-elections, was he...
I think he went around singing
plugging himself on the ear to beat the band, was it, or what?
Well, he used to be in a band.
Yeah?
And he had a car... and he calls the Galloping Maggot. And the canvas, he went around with speakers and top, singing songs out to all his fans and listeners.
Yeah, yeah.
And that's how he basically preached through his radio station. Mm-hmm. And we come on to the more recent ones now. Radio Phoenix commenced broadcasting from Black Boy House in Mulgrew Street in January, February 85.
Yes.
And that was run by Bernard Rooney and John Ryan. Mm-hmm. The frequency was 99.
This guy, John Ryan, he seems to ring a bell with me. Do I know that guy or what?
Well, I think that's his stage name. He's not the name John Johnson. Johnny Johnston.
Mm. And where is he from? Limerick, is it?
Yes, he's from around this area anyway.
Yeah.
The antenna anyway they had was a Slim Jim. The transmission power and radius we're not quite sure of. We went to look for it, but we weren't welcomed. They went through various name changes, including Radio Nova, Nova LBC, LBC, MBC, and now they're finally topped off at Radio Munster. So in the last year, they've had 7 name changes.
Oh. Can't help the poor old advertisers. Go ahead.
Now, the current... We come up to the current four, anyway, in Limerick at the moment.
This is what's in Limerick at the minute.
Yes.
Today, if you tune in a radio, this is the all you can get.
Yes.
Right,
indeed.
Okay.
MBC, they're currently in service at 28 William Street, Limerick, after vacating their top floor premises at Catherine Street.
Yeah.
They did have 3 FM frequencies, at 96, 99 and 98, to Limerick City, County Clare and also County Tip.
Yeah.
But now they have been reduced to one transmitter on 96.5 stereo. Mm-hmm. Reports that the transmitter blew up have not been confirmed. Mm-hmm. We tried our best. One that passed through our hands but went away again was WSPD. And they came on air with great publicity, but due to dubious business practices, they namely gave away the giveaway of non-existent holidays, which made the front page news in one of the local papers.
Yeah.
They went off air 6 weeks after commencement of first broadcast in
O'Connell. So they were on the air.
Pardon me?
They were on the air.
Yes, they were for 6 weeks.
Yeah.
It was mainly only tapes and a guy coming on saying, we've got loads of holidays to give away. Mm-hmm. But the holidays were a hoax and someone rang the police about it.
Mm-hmm.
And it wasn't a great thing for the local radio in Limerick.
No, and because everybody was tarnished.
Yeah. The owner, anyway, was a man called Mr. Michael Megan, and he was unavailable for comments over the holiday affair.
Yeah.
The frequencies were 103 FM and the antenna was a Slim Jim.
Yeah.
Now, we've news of a new station in Limerick that we just got in ourselves this weekend. And reports have been received in November of 85 concerning the setting up of a new station in Limerick City. The proposed name at the time was to be Radio Omnia, and with a transmission equipment...
Where did they get a name like that? Go ahead.
With transmission equipment to be built and supplied by a professor at NIHE in Limerick. And financial backing was to come from a local businessman.
Mm-hmm.
The station was to be connected with the Limerick Property News newspaper.
Yes.
More recently, news has been heard of the paper setting up another station. No further details are available.
What happened to WSPD? What happened to all the equipment there that they were using?
We don't know. They were just... I'd say they were out to attack us. I'm from CCR, and we know ourselves, I think, that they were out to attack us, but...
Yeah, anyway.
They could have easily succeeded, but I think they went off air with 2-7. It was all the paper fiasco.
Yeah. Go ahead.
And, the NIHE Limerick and the local businessman supporting this new station.
Yeah.
And we heard just yesterday when we were compiling this, they are setting up their studios this weekend at this point in time. And they have a viewed transmission date of November the 6th. That's the new station anyway.
Mm-hmm.
This date has not been fully confirmed as several dates were forwarded as dates of the first transmission, mm-hmm. which have been passed over.
Mm-hmm.
Advertisements in the August issue of the Limerick Property News requested applications for disc jockeys and salespeople. And the frequency is unknown as of yet.
So they've gone as far as that, like that it is.
Yeah, they
it's
have,
sort of
but
definite,
the,
yeah.
It certainly died down. We heard a whole lot of rumours and then they suddenly vanished. And the location of the studios is rumoured to be in the basement of 75 O'Connell Street in Limerick. So next Thursday is November the 6th and that's where they are said to be popping up on the airwaves.
I see.
Now, finally, we get to the end.
Yeah, I have a lot of questions to ask you after all this. Anyway, go ahead.
We come to City Centre Radio, and they commenced broadcasting at Larkin's Cross in Corbury in September 84, and they had three ex-Big L presenters included in the staff. The station is owned by Nora Devine, an American lady, and Steve Phillips, an Limerick lad.
You heard of him?
Pardon me?
I heard of him.
Did you?
Yeah, I did it. Yeah, go ahead.
They moved to bigger and better premises in 29 Roger Street in February of 85.
Yeah.
The frequencies are 97.4 FM and 101 FM, and a medium wave 194, which has been off for a while, will be coming on next Wednesday.
Yes.
The antenna is a SIM gem on 97.4 and a stacked collinear system on 101. The TX power is 97.4, it's 50 watt, and 101, it's 100 watt. And the range, City Centre Radio broadcasts Limerick City and County, and we've recently celebrated our second birthday last September.
Very good. Now, can I ask you a few questions?
You can.
Right.
They're not too personal.
No, they're not too personal at all. Hold on a minute. Is there people, in actual fact, in Limerick who build medium wave transmitters and FMs, or do you have to do like most other people, is get them imported from England or whatever the case might be, or do you rely on someone in Cork or whatever? Just on the technical side of things.
Yeah, well, I know myself that our lads inside, they have been trying, our 194 medium wave has been off the air and they've been trying to get it fixed, but I think they're building a new one. And so I don't know myself personally, but I know from the way things are going around that it's been built in a couple of weeks. And so
it's
it must
built
be,
locally, that's what I'm
so
asking.
So it must be local.
Yeah. No, it's just that some places rely on other cities, would say, or another radio station to supply an engineer or whatever the case might be. Right, question number two. What would be the most popular radio station in Limerick and why?
Well, now, John the Man himself, he goes to the 35s and over. Really, he's sort of like a radio.
Well, I'd say
one.
Probably he's probably a lot over than that. In other words, any time I listened to the man, I thought like definitely it'd be sort of granny type music. In other words, over 60.
Yeah, well, himself, he's on, I'd say, around 7 hours a day.
Exactly, yes.
Yeah, so basically people don't call it Radio Limerick, they call it John the Man.
Exactly, yeah, I never heard it refer to anything else, only John the Man down in Limerick anyway.
Well, he basically takes care of the community radio type thing. But for the commercial use, I'd say, for more professional thing, now, I'm not boasting or anything, but CCR is probably the best for professionalism, but
professionalism meaning that you play pop music or you play mixed bag or
we do the whole lot, but we do it in a more professional way.
Yes.
Like NBC, they do
what would a typical lineup for you in any one day? Would you start off with country and western, or would you start off with pop and pop it right through? And
well, no, it's our starting off from 7 to 10 in the morning is basically old American and new and new pop. I don't know, it's an awful mixture, but it's the way it goes.
Yes,
and in the mid-morning, it's...
What's then? 10 to 2?
Yeah, 10 to 1.
10 to 1.
It's old and a few new. It's basically oldies for the old people listening at work and people like the housewives and all the rest of it.
Right, okay. And 1 to what?
1 to 4, it's basically pop, and around 40% of it is recently old. And 4 to 7, we have a whole load of pop. And a couple of features.
On particular artists, etc.
For people going home and all that type of thing. 7 to 10 is around 60-40, 60 old and 40 new.
You kind of concentrate a lot on old music then, because you're bringing in that word old, not so old, that type of thing.
Old, yeah. Well, we sort of like to... you see, there's a lot of places they can listen to for total pop.
Oh, there is. There is other stations catering for that market.
And we're trying to establish...
is there any station down there catering for the country and western market?
John the Man.
He kind of plays John McCormack and kind of class him as country and western.
Don't be so cruel.
No, but any time I was listening down there to sort of opera and the shows and that he was playing, rather, I'm talking about Larry Cunningham and Jim Reeves. That's the sort of stuff I'm talking about.
Yeah, he likes to vary a lot.
Yeah.
Like on an off day now, he might start playing country western. You wouldn't know that man.
Yeah. No, the time I listened to him, like, he was playing like Fred Astaire, music from the shows, and he was playing like John McCormack and stuff like that. Now, I listened to the man on and off for about 2 hours.
Yeah.
One day I was in Limerick. And that's the sort of music he was playing. When you said he was playing country and western, I said, oh, well, he must do a special on country and western. He just kind of varies from day to day, and that's it.
Well, he's like I said, in his day, there's around 20 hours. well, I'd say 18 on his station day. Mm-hmm. Well, like, we're 24, City Centre is the only 24-hour station.
Very good.
In the region.
Limerick, who is, gets the most advertising, or how does advertising work in Limerick? Is it advertising with the Pirates in Limerick popular among the shopkeepers, or do you find that RTE still get a fair share of the advertising in Limerick City?
Rather reluctant among the locals in Limerick. We've got a good CCR and have a good go with the old agencies in Dublin.
Yeah.
But the locals are rather reluctant because, see, as you know yourself, they have their own studios, RTE's own studios down in Limerick are going a bomb.
Yeah. How do you mean going a bomb?
They have at least 7 hours a day of Limerick. Mm-hmm. 7 hours a week of Limerick.
Mm-hmm.
Like, that's,
and so nobody there like strong enough to compete with something like that, because competition is the spice of life regardless of what way you look at it.
Yeah, well, I'd say out of the Pirates, CCR must do the best. Because John the Man, his prices are...
Well, do you get all the big shops keepers advertising? I don't know, but the big shops like...
The big shopping centres and things, yeah, they come to the Pirates a lot.
Yeah. Like, would they go on RTE then as well?
Yeah, they do the both.
Yeah, and with RTE, how would the rates compare between yourselves and RTE? Have you any idea there? Would the RTE be 50% cheaper or dearer?
I wouldn't know that myself.
Yeah. No, I'm just into the... We're at the talking about the technical end of things, and we're at the talking about programming, and now it's down to the where it all starts from, which is commercial end of things, you know? But anyway, look at it. It's been nice talking to you. That has been a massive lineup. As you know, we're trying to get ourselves organised for after Christmas for doing a magazine.
Yes.
And a lady has just been on the phone to me to insist that there was 200 or 300 copies done for £200 by Turner's in Longford for this other lady and his little magazine. So if it's been done on that basis, yes, there'll be no problem after Christmas. I'd love you to keep in touch with us, because I think it could offer us a lot of information from the Limerick area. And the best of luck to you all down there, and hope you have a good Christmas.
Well, if any of the time you're down there, you must pop into us anyway.
I will indeed. And if you're up here in the Midlands, by all means, call in and say hello. Okay, thanks very much for calling.
Okay,
really appreciate it.
We might send on some stuff for your magazine anyway, and we'll keep
in touch. Yeah, keep in touch. Drop me a line in odd time, even on a postcard, if there's anything strange down there, and you can stay tuned in on a Sunday. Thank you very much. Have a pleasant day. Bye-bye.
Okay.
Bye. That was very, very nice, Tom, wasn't it?
A very pleasant chap there, William.
A very pleasant chap, very, very well organised, and obviously puts an awful lot of work into it. It was great, actually, to get something from the Limerick area. So, what are we going to do now? How are we fixed on time? 11:20.
Well, I'll tell you what we'll do. Can we take a
short
break?
Good morning to Eddie. Eddie, how are you? Sorry, yeah, take a quick one. I have to finish at 11:30 this morning.
Here we go, right.
The 1986 Irish Photo Collection is now available only from Anorax Ireland. We have a huge collection of Irish pirate photographs, and once a year we share this with you. Why not enlarge your library with a photo package from our latest catalogue? On offer are 300 original prints, all in full colour, with studio views showing presenters in action from all over the 26 counties. Stations included are Nova Dublin, Q102, ABC Waterford, ERI and Radio West. Join us on a tour down memory lane to Big L Limerick, Orsior Navan, Radio Sligo, Annabelle Dublin, plus many more. For your free catalogue and price list, send a stamped-addressed envelope now to Paul Davidson, Anorax Ireland, 310 Collins Avenue West, Whitehall, Dublin 9. And remember, Anorax Ireland is the voice of free radio in era.
Is there a branch or office near where I live or work?
Yes, yes, yes.
And now over to the Kremlin, where Comrade Stopakov is making preparations for tonight's speech.
Comrades, in our negotiations with the...
Boris, how can I make this speech while I'm sputtering with this cold?
Leave it to me, Comrade Stopakov. I will fix.
Fortunately for his sake, as well as Comrade Stopakov's, Boris finds the answer. And 4 hours later...
Comrades, I think we have found a solution to the Cold War. It is... Feel the cold.
For fast relief from the symptoms of colds and flu, take Ilvico. Yes, Ilvico, available only at your chemist.
Boris, you sealed the formula for this Ilvico.
Morning.
Morning.
I'd like to buy a new television.
Yes, sir.
What's this one here?
That's the latest from Ogle Boggle, sir.
Who?
Some manufacturers' latest may also be their first, which is why a Philips is such a welcome sight. As the number one TV manufacturer in the world, Philips know their televisions. And just as importantly, you know their televisions. They range from the smoothest of flat screens to the neatest of portables. So if you're looking for a new television, make sure it's a Philips, because you can trust Philips to make things better.
Broadcasting from the heart of Ireland, Radio West, where it's more than music.
Right, okay, as far as Radio West is concerned, over the next week, we should, in actual fact, have our new valves installed. We will be going back on full power. We're only putting out about a third of our power at the moment, which a few people probably have even noticed that. 702 seems to be a very lucrative frequency for us, because in actual fact, we're finding that we're getting definitely out better than ever we got. It was always a dream of mine to do something right as far as transmissions were concerned. 702 just seems to have been that dream come true, so I'm very, very happy with 702 kilohertz. When we go on full power and properly match our aerial, I could say that we're definitely going to cover most of Ireland on medium wave. I'd say you'd really notice a drastic difference, especially down in the Limerick area. As far as FMs is concerned, we are tricking around with FMs at the moment. The last few days have been very windy, so it's very hard to get people to climb aerials when it's windy. And we are, in actual fact, moving around our FMs, even around Mullingar here, to, in other words, to link into Galway. Galway is really trying us out. We hope to get to Galway definitely in the next 2 weeks. If we don't, I'm going to be shooting myself. So we have everything ready to sit into Galway, but in actual fact getting the link there is a bit of a problem. So hopefully that'll sort itself out. Also, if there's anybody out there interested, we are looking for some presenters here, DJs, preferably people from outside Dublin. We haven't had that great luck with people living in Dublin coming down to the country. They don't seem to like the Mullingar air or whatever. So if there's any country people listening there or whatever the case may be, outside Dublin, so that they won't miss home, we are looking for some presenters. So if they want to give us a shout, or even some people from Limerick, give us a ring, 044-421-04 during the week, in the morning or at night, and they can talk to myself and we can talk over the details, financial details, etc. So all those Limerick people listening down there this morning, if there's any who's looking for a job up here in the sunny Midlands, yes, we have a job for you. Mona Rialta, Abbey Field, County Limerick, the 28th of the 10th, 1986. Heard your show for the first time last Sunday. I think it's really great, and I decided to send on some info on the Southwest scene. So, on the Southwest scene, for over the last year or so, WRKY from Killarney ruled the airwaves on 103 FM stereo. It has also been known the Rocky 103. The signal was strong, reaching all parts of Kerry, but in September they seemed to reduce it, and now they can only be heard in the in around Killarney. Why they reduce it, I don't know. At this time, early in September 86, a new station, Horizon, started broadcasting on 104 FM stereo all over the county. The signal was stronger than Rocky, and Rocky started to fade, and after a week it had gone off the air. Competition, look what it done in a week. Then during the bad storm, Horizon's radio mast broken too with the wind, etc. And on October the 22nd, the station had no replacement, nor Kerry was left without a Horizon. And this is the official version of what happened. But according to some magazine, Horizon has two joint owners, and one of them fell out with the other, and the usual thing. Anyway, look, I haven't time to read all this letter. I will get into it next Sunday. It's a very, very long letter, and it comes from a chap by the name of, my full address, Shane Curtin. Mona, M-O-N-A, R-E-U-L-T-A, Ruelta, I pronounce that, Abbeyfield, County Limerick. And here's a gentleman who's starting into the anorak game. And if you want to ring Shane, or whatever the case may be, 068 is the code, 068. I'm sure Catherine Fox has taken these numbers down. 068-31237. I think this gentleman has been on to you, Catherine, already. Looking good for a magazine for next week. Very, very little news on the Virgin thing in Dublin. We're trying to round up because I want to finish on time. As we mentioned in the programme last Sunday, Virgin Records are supposed to be starting a new radio station in Dublin, which probably will be going on the airwaves after Christmas. We heard very little about it. I don't even see Barry giving it a mention on this weekly report. Also, the situation on the new religious station starting in Dublin, that could be interesting. 88 FM seems to be coming not from the Dublin area, as people think it's coming from, but I think from one of RTE's relays, so obviously that they're up to something there, because it's not Carousel, and I don't think Hugh Hardy, he was to buy me FM. I think he's running short of a few bob maybe or something, I don't know. We haven't heard from him since. I heard someone said to him about buying the FM off me, and he said in no way did he ever say that, etc. But anyway, Hugh Sheen, we don't think it's you this morning on 88.1. We do think, in actual fact, that it is RTE. Maybe that's just causing the problems up around Dock with harmonics. What else have we to offer this morning? Also, if anybody wants reel-to-reels, 15-inch per second, four-track, and that we know where they can be got, quite reasonable. And we also have a TAC for sale here ourselves, which I mentioned some time ago. We never sold it. We actually use it in our newsroom. It's four-track. It's a Porta 1 portable machine. Costs £730. If there's anyone interested in an offer around £500, it's brand new. We will take it. It's still under guarantee, and it comes complete with a carrier case and all the rest. There's even a box here belong to it. And anything else, Don, in your little brain?
Well, I was just going to say, this week, I laid down, went to sleep in the afternoon. I woke up at 5:30, and I was tuned to the other, you know, the local radio station.
Mm-hmm.
Woke up at 5:30, and lo and behold, if the Spanish station wasn't overriding them very, very powerfully. And yet, yeah, you made some comment a while back about Radio Moscow.
They're on 4094, which is the same frequency as Radio Moscow. Radio Moscow pumps out like millions of watts. I think they have a whole power station running it. So obviously, like the skip coming in there, even from 4 o'clock on in the evening, is going to be crazy.
Well, this is really powerful.
They have it in all different languages, in Spanish and French, and they have.
Also, it was Radio Moscow probably broadcasting in Spain.
Right. So you wouldn't know what you'd be hearing at any time. It's all propaganda anyway.
And also, Leash Community Radio coming in very strong. There's a night presenter there. I thought he said his name was Don Allen. It's John Allen, actually.
I'm brother,
very frightened there for a minute, Jim.
Brother, no relation
at all.
Right, the chilly evenings are in once again, and the skip in actual fact is becoming tremendous lately. It's very, very hard to get anybody. John in Dundalk said that Breffni was up on medium wave power. I thought lately they've been down. I think, John, we've got that. We had a carrier on during the week. I think that should be gone this morning on 95.4 or 95.5. John was saying we're causing a little bit of a problem to him, so I think that should be gone in around now. And what else have we to say? Very, very little else. Keep the letters coming in. Thanks very much for all those people who wrote in. And thanks very, very, very much to that caller this morning. We'll hope to get more calls next week if you're interested. Eddie, give us a call. You must have some news for us up there. We'd love to hear from you. And let us know what's happening up in the north of Ireland. Also, the lads down in ABC in Waterford or Wexford. I always get mixed up on that one down there. Lads, give us a ring before the Christmas. Let us know what's happening down there. And the southeast, isn't that what you call it down there? And also, we want somebody giving us a tingle from Cork. After hearing Neil Tobin last night, I want to hear that Cork accent once again. Okay, for me, good morning.
For a superb range of ceramic floor and wall tiles, a large selection of carpet tiles, cork, vinyl and parquet tiles, stockists of mirrors and mirror tiles, also adhesives, grouts, cutters, edging trims, bathroom accessories and shower curtains in the latest shade. All wall and floor tiles supplied and fitted at the keenest rate. For a better deal, call to the Athlone Tile Centre Limited, 54 Connacht Street, Athlone. Phone 0902-4029. Call today to the Athlone Tile Centre Limited, 54 Connacht Street, Athlone.
Thomas Lynn and Sons, the Downs in Mullingar. We are the Midlands' leading specialists in farm supplies, and we have leading brands of all animal foodstuffs. Delivery of soybean, rolled barley, quality oats, and top brand names of milk replacer also available. And and we stock major supplies of agrichemicals and trace elements, with supplies also of grass seed, seed barley, wheat and oats, and top brand names in fertilizers, all at rock bottom prices. And we also supply molasses in bulk or barrel. For down to earth prices, we deliver the goods. That's Thomas Flynn and Sons, the Downs in Mullingar. Telephone 044-74148.
Mullingar Livestock Agency, Patrick Street, Mullingar, announces special cattle sale this Tuesday and every Tuesday, commencing at 11 a.m. Sheep and calves at 12 noon, and gates open at 7 a.m. Mullingar March for first-class facilities and prompt payment. All animals are numbered in strict rotation as they arrive in the units. Remember, it's Tuesdays for Mullingar March.
Are rats and mice a problem? Take them by storm. Yes, storm from Williams Waller. Storm is an entirely new concept in rodent control. Not even super rats and mice are resistant to storm. Simply play storm on the runs used by rodents once a week, over 3 weeks, and the problem is solved. Get storm from any Williams Waller branch or from MP O'Brien Agriculture Limited. Williams Waller Limited, farm supplies to the greater Midlands area. Storm is a product of Shell Research.
Radio West, coast to coast. It's more than music.
Welcome to Landlink. For myself, Dennis, our panel, Fergus and John.